Okay, wait. So what did Louis C.K. say?
Well, Louis C.K. Had a it's almost like he uses like comedy as his therapy, because he said the best dad that we can possibly be is like 30% of what a woman's, like how good of a mom she can be. They give 100%, they feel the 100%. Us, we give 100%, it feels like 30. You know what I mean? Like, you know how it is. I'm like, my wife was given, like she was breastfeeding for like a year, literally attached to the tit. Like the guy, it's almost like he was hanging off of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that it's, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, it's like there's, your identity changes mm-hmm. when you become a parent, but especially for a woman, and trying to figure out, I mean, to suddenly have your top priority has to be, you have to make the choice of always prioritizing your child. And yeah. I mean, in the past, you've never had to really do that in the way you do with a kid.
Be selfless like that and just totally give your attention to the kid.
Yeah.
And you know what's really fun? It's because we're actors. Right. You know, so
I'm very self-absorbed.
I'm like, to be honest, it's like
I have a podcast. Yeah, yeah.
And it invariably, like, it forces you to be vain. You know what I mean? In a way, because I started when I was 19, and you know, although I love it, it just brings to your attention, like, it's bigger than a mirror. Right. You know what I mean? It's seeing you, and you're seeing all your flaws or whatever.
Yeah.
I got a good sized noggin. A big head. And then when I see myself on screen, I was like, man, it's probably a little bit bigger. Right now. You know what I mean? Like, depending on how much weight I got going. My son's got a big head, and which is really easy to identify him. Like, in any class picture, I'm like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. Jack has a pretty big head, too.
Yeah. So, so you know, you're already like a little self-conscious, because, you know, in the beginning of my career, it was like, no. Everybody said no. And like, you know, I'm Latin, so no that. You know what I mean? I'm not good looking enough, so no for that. And then, you know, in the breakdowns, it was like, it was open to other ethnicities like 15 roles down. So I never got those auditions, you know what I mean, for the Saving Private Ryan's or anything like that. Wasn't even qualified for any of those cool movies. So
I didn't either.
So yeah, but so you're just, like, you,
the narcissist in me had to say that.
Yeah.
But that's all changed now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you started acting now and you were auditioning for those same roles, and now you'd be in a pool with a lot of actors, right?
I don't know. I'd like to say yes, but I don't know. You know, like all the guys that are making it now that are Latin, that are, you know, like Gael Garcia, Diego Luna, like Diego Luna's got his big break, like, he's in Star Wars now. He's been doing, he did Y Tu Mamá También years ago. He was brilliant. And Gael Garcia just got nominated finally. Like, I think he's the best Latin actor out there for Mozart in the Jungle or something like that. And, you know, those guys, Edgar Ramirez too, and all those guys have been doing it for 20 years, you know, and now they're getting big roles. Mm-hmm. So
it's Hollywood that's changing. It's the producers and the directors.
It could be, because what young guys now are making it, you know what I mean? Like, is there some Latin dude fresh off the boat? That's the telling tale.
Right.
You know, like, is a 22-year-old kid just off the boat really making it and starring in movies? Not really. It's the guys who've been doing it for 20 years.
Right. But I mean, I think that it has to all, it's always financial, right? So I think that as studios are getting more and more international money, and as that's becoming in the last two decades, you know, a massive source of income, more so than domestic, right? I see progression in that. It's a twisted way to look at it,
right?
But that money eventually will shift in the favor of women and minorities who maybe haven't had as much exposure. I don't know, like the better roles in the past. It's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on something there where it's not necessarily Hollywood that's changing. It's whoever's, you know, can sell territories
right.
overseas, because for a while Nicolas Cage was doing movies where like it made $50 million here and then 300 overseas, and they would make a big budget movie because of that.
Yeah.
And also now one of the new models is to sell a movie is based on foreign sales. So, you know, you shoot a movie for $30 million, you already made back the money.
Yeah.
And then whatever other, you know, if it does well, great. If it doesn't, then they, you know, that country's got DVD sales and whatever they want to do with the movie.
And they won't even release them here in the States.
Yeah, like, and
they
won't
just
yeah.
put them on VOD.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes you can make your money back based on that. But then, you know, are people in Russia, China, like Europe, are they willing to say, you know what, I like this guy? And I think that, you know, it's funny, but it's also luck, don't you think, that like who they want to see. You know what I mean? Like they, you know, you like African Americans, you got, you know, Wesley and like Denzel and, you know, Will Smith and those guys.
So you, oh, that's interesting. Well, okay, let me ask you this, circling back to something you said, and I hope this, I was trying to figure out how to phrase this question. By the way, listeners,
I was going to say, we haven't even introduced our guest.
Michael Pena here tonight.
What's up?
And Sim Sarna.
Oh, I love that you're introducing me now.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe you put that in the beginning, and then you just go, this is from a previous episode.
Exactly.
But earlier, I think you were describing Gael as one of the best Latin actors out there, and it just made me think about
best actors. Period.
That's what I was going to press you on a little bit, because I've struggled with the idea of categorization in Hollywood, of course, a lot. I want to like start the movement to make everything gender neutral. Like,
oh wow!
Like, why do we separate by gender? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean,
in athletics, sure.
Just tell me if you get cracking on that, because then I'll probably start a Merkin factory so that it covers everyone up. You know?
Yeah.
And then I will make
you
it.
You guys, Pena is the best Merkin merchant.
Yeah.
Merkin merchant in Hollywood.
What's Bacon in the Merkin?
If you need a Merkin.
What's Perkin in the Merkin?
Yeah. What's Perkin in the Merkin? He used to act a lot, but now he's really fine.
Yeah,
exactly. He found his niche, you know.
So you're like,
I got to send you to Michael.
But then we'll have to have nipple mercs.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So you can't tell.
Nope. Yep.
You know?
He's got a whole business plan.
Yeah,
this is great.
Well, I just want to find an inn.
Yeah,
any inn that I can get.
Plan B, man.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I'll work on it at my front. And then,
oh yeah,
then we'll,
that's right. Because you're blonde. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have. I need some consultants for sure. Yeah, but we were circling back because it was about kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like,
oh my God, even, yes.
You see how crazy it is? Like all of a sudden you get absorbed in like your own career. And you know, it's just so much time and thought, you know, so that like finally, like it's me. And it forces you, cause it's a game by yourself.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make it for yourself, and you're trying to, you know, get something to eat and, you know, and act because you love it, but also because, you know, hopefully you can make a living off of it. And then when you have a kid, it changes things. It changed me for sure. In the kind of movies that I even do. Like that's when I started doing a little lighter stuff. I used to like just like the dark dramas and I guess you could call the like drama nerds kind of like emo kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it like, you know, the music, they're like, oh, emo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, the drama kids would be the equivalency of like the emo kids were like,
I just, you know, just emotions are bad.
You know, like, and then you go to every acting class and like those guys just want to just wallow in it. That's right. There's darkness out there, son.
Yeah.
There's darkness. And there's pain.
Yeah.
And then more pain on top of, there's pain sauce. That goes on top of the pain.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this guy's
amazing. He's an amazing teacher, dude. And then you snap to reality and you're like, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. All right, whatever.
I love that. Yeah, that's an amazing history of acting.
Yeah. Yeah, I studied on my own, basically. How did you get started, by the way?
I started doing theater at a really young age in Seattle, and my parents were really supportive, like took me to my performances every night. So I was already like exposed. I was working with adult actors from a pretty young age doing theater, and so I had a lot of I was so fortunate to be able to observe, you know, these people doing their thing, and also the responsibility of like knowing my lines, of showing up at six, of, you know, every day, of like had a job as a 9-year-old.
9-year-old.
Yeah.
I thought 19, like 9-year-old. Wow.
But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it was just theater. So, but
it's
it was
not just
great.
Theater. It's acting in front of people and like.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was great. It was, and it was amazing. It taught me a lot about, you know, like being professional too. Just,
oh, yeah.
And just a good work ethic. But, yeah, anyway. Sorry.
That's cool.
I have a really good work ethic.
Yeah, that's cool.
See, look, I've got my pencil and my paper right here.
You give great work ethic.
Hey, can we talk about your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, your shirt is amazing. It says, I am an immigrant.
Yeah, that's right.
And I love that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You just look at facts. You know what I mean? Like, the only real Americans, if you want to really go back, are the American Indians. You know what I mean? Everyone else is a foreigner in this country. And this is the land of dreams. And the flag rule doesn't really work. You can't really just put a flag in somebody else's territory and be like, it's mine now. Like, it works in comedies, but it doesn't work in real life. Unless you like take it over by force, which is what we did. And you know, that's the past. It is what it is. But at the same time, like, we're all foreigners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone here is from European or somewhere else, you know?
Yep.
And my parents came in and, you know, oddly enough, there was an American company that went to their little town and they were out of work because they tried to pay them nothing. You know, and American corporations have been doing that for a long time. You know, I did a movie, Cesar Chavez, where like there's a couple American corporations that go in and buy all the land, and then they, you know, they cut their wages, and then so they want to go to America. You know, they caused the problem, and then they whatever. And so my parents had to cross the border twice, and they had the American dream, and they wanted to, you know, to fulfill their lives. You know, and then they knew their dreams were never going to be. They were never going to reach their dreams, but what they did is they wanted their kids to reach their dreams. And so, like, they put us through private school, prep school, and then I worked two jobs on my own to get through prep school. But those are, to me, in my mind, those are real Americans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people who want the best for their kids.
Exactly.
And the wild thing is that I really believe that most all of us do.
Yeah.
You know, like that is at the heart of it. And then it sort of expresses itself through fear sometimes. Like,
yeah,
like fear of the unknown. Well, I want the best for my kids. That means nothing can change. And everyone must look the same as I remember them from my childhood because I want the same for my kids. I want them to be able to build buy a house just like I did. I want them to be able to have the job that just like I did. And that fear of like, oh, some group might take it away from me. My future for my child. You know,
right.
This crazy thing is that for most all of us, I really believe that it is rooted in the idea of like the future. But I think that it just when it expresses itself through like those rivers of fear, then it's really unfortunate.
That's really interesting because it's just like in a career, you have to look at, you know, you have to look at like the apparent truth. Like of what people like, are they happy? And then you realize that they've been on drugs their whole life and then they commit suicide or something like that. So that's like the apparent truth, like what you think is kind of, and like, what's the real truth? Like what's really going on? Like, and then, you know, there's like in the 50s, like in America, like 50s and 40s, you know, everybody, like they were so conservative, but they were so suppressed and repressed. I'm like, it just did not look like a good time. And, you know, that's from my point of view, and that's the apparent truth that I'm dealing with. That's not the real truth. So that's the only thing, like, if you're Democratic or Republican or whatever, just look at the facts, and then I think that's the only way really to deal with things.
I like it. Okay, we do a segment on the show. Wait, first of all, should we talk about Chips?
Yeah.
It's fucking hysterical.
Oh my God. Chips is so...
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, we both saw it.
Yeah.
No
so
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny.
It's amazing. Yeah. They sent us a link.
Have you seen it too?
They sent us a link. Wait, do you want to watch it after this? I have it on my computer.
They sent you a fucking what?
They sent me a link.
Oh, that's horrible. You're like, I watch it on my phone. That's the worst. And you're like, dude, oh, I'm watching you right now, dude. Oh, great. You look awesome. Wait. Let me put up the light. The backlight. Oh, great.
I mean, the chemistry. We were talking about the chemistry that you and Dax have. There are so many scenes that are just going to be legendary scenes. I feel like it's going to be quoted a lot. If I was in college, I'd watch it again in the theater.
No way.
And then I would be quoting it for years. It's like old school for me.
That's so cool. I wish we would have done a college tour, man. I'm like, that's what I asked Warner Brothers to do.
Well, they gave you this podcast.
Hell yeah. What's up, bro? This goes into every college everywhere.
We're not, you know, we don't have the budget for the college tour, but maybe we'll send you a lift for a Ferris.
Yeah, no, it was an Uber. Yeah, it was a lift. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I'm like, I ask this for every, you know, like every movie that I do that like I'm co-starring in or whatever, like, you know, I'm part of the main cast. I try to rehearse as much as possible, like for a month, only a month. I don't want to go beyond that. You know, I can prepare, like for End of Watch, we prepared for like 5 months. And then after we knew what we knew, then for a month, we rehearsed every scene like 100 times. And that stylistically, like Jake Gyllenhaal, he's great. He's a workhorse. I mean, that guy is just awesome. But the thing that happens is that you just notice little things here and there, and your communication becomes a little bit more natural. I think personally, because you've done it for the 100th time, so there's this odd, like you're just comfortable with the material.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I want to employ this method here.
So I've been doing that for a while, you know. And if the person doesn't want to rehearse, I'll just hire. You can go anywhere, and you go to to a local theater. And then you're like, hey, do you have any kids or, you know, that want to rehearse? And then you pay them $20 and they're so hungry. They want to rehearse. And they have ideas and stuff that they're kind of like, what if you did jumping jacks? And you're like, I don't know, maybe let's do some jumping jacks, dude. I don't know. While I do this. And then I show up on set and you're like, the fuck are you doing, dude? I'm like, jumping jacks. And it doesn't work, but at least you try it, you know? No, but there is this thing. And also, because, you know, he was rewriting on the day. There's little things that I would say that he would catch, you know what I mean?
Right.
With my thoughts about Ponch.
Yep.
You know, because my mom absolutely loved and adored that guy. And I'm like, really, you want me to play Ponch? I know what I'm working with. Like, I'm a solid 6. You know what I mean? I'll 7 if I'm in shape, you know? I mean, like, but that's where I cap out.
That is not true.
But then Hollywood.
I am.
Hollywood,
listen,
baby.
I
caught a good one.
That is not true.
Oh, I appreciate
it. You're a 12, man.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you're considered a heartthrob.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know.
I do.
I think totally I, you know so. What? It's because I go, like, I went to 12 different schools and I was like, and we were like, you know, the gangsters were like, you know, they were like the badasses. And me and my brother, we did calculus. You know what I mean? So it's like, you, that kind of sticks with you forever.
It does.
And then, you know, I had an accent growing up. And I remember going like, saying like, you know, you want to go out on a date and stuff? You know? And they're like, what you got? And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't have a car and stuff. Or like, and then, meow. You know what I mean? That's all you heard. I'm like, but the gangsters who dealt drugs, you know, they had the best cars and best everything. So, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But anyway, I'm rehearsing, like, I'm a big fan of it. And people are, like, afraid of rehearsal because they think that their instincts are going to get shut down.
Right.
But what happens is that, like, as long as you don't do it word for word and then you stick to one way of saying it, and, like, you're not constantly looking at the, you know, at the page and you're just...
You just know where you're going.
Yeah. You can improv the hell out of it. You know what I mean? And never really quite say the words, but just tackle the ideas. What happens invariably, like, it just... I mean, this is all, like, Sanford Meisner shit, you know what I mean? And Stella Adler, but which I really, really love. Then you get the images of what you're talking about. And then the more that you rehearse, the more real the images get. Because if you think about it, like, if you're describing what it was at a party, it's all in your head. And you're describing that, and you want to make it as real for the other person. And you're not thinking about words. You're thinking about painting an image.
Right.
Or sharing an image.
Right. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, right on. So you guys liked it. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny. Really funny.
Did you watch it in, like, computer? Or
on
did
my
you...
computer.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to swear.
No. No. We always say fuck.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's actually a thing. It's a thing.
It is a thing.
We'll make... I'm going to make you say it a few more times.
She tells me to fuck off all the time.
Oh, sweet.
No,
okay, good.
I say fuck you.
She says fuck you, Sam.
Fuck you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so now...
Oh, you are prepared. You got, pages and everything.
Yep. These are called deal breakers.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So imagine you're single.
Okay.
All right?
Right, right, right.
Okay, the first one. The girl you're dating's previous boyfriend was 20 years older than her.
I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. Before a first date, you are waiting outside the restaurant and you see her pull up. She gets out and takes change out of a fountain to feed her meter.
I don't really care.
You don't really care?
No. Well, see,
would
like,
you ask her about
see,
it?
But there's, you can't really just ask these questions. You know what I mean? Like the previous question, cannot, I said listen, I don't care, and then you were
that's
asking
what I'm
the second
saying.
Question.
That's what
and then
can,
I was just thinking
listen.
About the first question while you were asking about the second
so
question.
Let's
I was
explore.
Like, you
know, let's
explore the first question
yeah,
first.
Let's go back to number one. I'm like, love
let's
it.
Go back
that's
to the
what,
first one.
Well, here's the thing. It depends who the old dude is.
Okay. All right.
There we go.
You know what I mean?
All right. So you have so ask her the questions. She'll give you the answers. Ask her any concerns you have.
Okay. Cool. Because I'm like, if the dude is cool, you know what I mean. If it's like Tim Robbins now, he's like single. That dude's badass. He's an awesome writer. He's a great
artist.
It's
not Tim Robbins.
And it's some dude like...
No, you can ask me. I mean, I don't really like to talk about it, but you can ask me.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. If you want to. I mean, he's 20 years... He's 20 years older than me.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Is it
he's kind of famous, so I don't really like to talk about it.
Okay, cool.
But
got it.
If you want to know, I'll tell you.
Sean Penn.
Gary Busey.
Fuck you.
No.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. Why would you say that? No, it's not a lie. We dated for it was really intense, but it was like 19 months. Anyway, it was really intense. Like we had some fucked up nights, but.
Fucked up for like fucked up?
Well, you know, one minute he's like proposing to me, the next minute he wants to like chop off my ring finger and like.
Right.
But it was all like Malibu shit anyway.
Malibu shit? Like nobody's really gonna be able to relate to Malibu shit.
Well,
you know what I mean?
These
are like champagne problems.
Yeah,
champagne kind of fights.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. That's anyway. Still do you know what, by the way?
Do you like her? Is this a deal breaker?
No, but here's like Gary Busey, no, forget about it.
Okay.
I'm like, it's just like for some reason if the dude is cool, you know what I mean? And like it like actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm like, it really kind of wouldn't matter, you know what I mean? Because I'm like with my girl, like, she hooked up with some dudes that I knew, and I was like, screw it, I got her now.
That's the mature thing to do, exactly.
I love it.
So I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So
I feel like that's a story, though.
Fountain to...
Another time.
The fountain one?
Yeah.
See, like, I dated this girl, Lana Priya, for a while, I think in 2000s, and she was, like, kind of naughty, and she would do that, like, I'm going to do this, and I was like, oh, you
And you loved it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you loved it.
You little nutcracker.
All right,
are you gonna do
so
that?
it's not
so
a deal.
So you're like a little bad breaker, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to ask her why she did it? Do you ask her about it?
No, she just she would give me that smile, and I was like,
no,
you're forgiven.
No, this is the first date.
Oh, yeah, why'd you do it?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, well, my grandma always told me that the more coins you pick up for other people... the more coins that you pick up, the more other people's wishes you can get, pretty much.
Well, if she's a dumbass, then I'm like, then that's going to be really short.
You know, my grandma always said that. She said, she was like, the more coins you pick up, you know, the more wishes you can get. Because some of these wishes obviously don't come true.
For sure, people.
So that way I can get them.
Oh,
you know, because seriously, like one time I threw like a sweepstakes. I won a trip to Cabo and I knew that was somebody's coin.
No way.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that somebody was like, oh, I want to go to Cabo. And they put the coin, they flipped, and I picked it up and then I got a trip to Cabo.
Do you still have the trip?
I went already. Oh my God, it was a blast. Shit. Yeah. There were a couple of like expenses that they didn't tell me about, but it was really cool.
See, like, if that chick was like that,
yeah, no,
it's one of two things, and I'm totally being honest.
Yeah.
if I'm turned on, like, I don't care what she does.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
and if it's the first date, I'm like, and you're describing that chick, I'm like, oh, I'm going to score. Totally. You know what I mean? Especially if, like, I've gone through, like, a drought.
Is this girl an easy lay? I'm asking you guys. I don't, because
No. Because sometimes it depends. But, like, if the way you did it was kind of like a sexual chick.
Okay.
Okay. Which she liked to explore and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, then you're like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like all about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick up a coin too. I'm going to pick up a coin. And I'm going to pick up somebody's
That's
wish.
That's why you were asking if she had already gone to Cabo. Because you were into her.
We can go to Cabo.
Oh, I love it. Like, I didn't know you were into her.
Let's see how this plays out. Because I'm like, if she didn't go to Cabo yet, then daddy's going to Cabo.
Oh, my God. You bet this whole thing. No, I thought she was kind of the worst. But I love it. You're going to Cabo with her.
I mean, but I've been with Bree for like 12 years. So like... you know what I mean? Like, you're asking like a young Mike. You know what I mean?
I love it. Okay, you take her to a movie and she answers her phone during the movie.
I would just be like, oh, just don't do that. Can you not do that?
And what if she was like, oh no, it's just my friend. Really quickly, I'm just gonna whisper. Nobody can hear me. Oh my god. No, it is. No, because I think, no, just take her.
Take her for.
No, wait, hang on. It's about my dog. It's about my dog.
I love your dog, but give it to me. Here, get some popcorn. Here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would like, oh. But you know what? My best friend, his name is Stoney, by the way, from Chicago. Like, you can imagine that. We were like the two nerds, but like, you can only be so nerdy.
When your name is Stoney.
Yeah, where we grew up. And he's that guy.
He's that guy that...
Last time I went to the movies with the guy...
You just called him out, by the way.
Was 20 years ago.
All right.
Because fuck that guy. That's why.
Stoney,
no,
man,
seriously. Because Stoney, he's my best friend, but he's like
one
of those dudes that I argue...
Dude, you're falling into your name stereotype.
He's literally been with his wife. He's literally been with his wife and his daughter, who he had when he was 20. And his wife and his daughter. And then we're watching like some... Academy Award winning movie or something like that, some drama, and he's like, Stoney, and I'm like, Stoney.
Stoney answers his phone Stoney by saying Stoney.
Stoney answers,
and he's your best friend.
And he goes like, and he talks like this. He's like, well, dude, I'm just doing what I'm doing, dude. And he's a teacher, and in Miami.
What does he teach?
He teaches math.
I want him on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, he talks really, really slowly, but he's a really, really smart dude. Like, his daughter is going to MIT. Like, that's how, like, he's just a smart
kid. He sounds like a real character.
Real character, dude. And then the dude behind him is like, hey, bruh, you want to change? He's like, shut the fuck up, bro. And I'm like, wow, he's going to fight with somebody because he's on the phone with somebody. And he literally said that, I mean, I wouldn't do that. You don't know who you're yelling at, number one. Who's behind you, it could be somebody much, much bigger. And especially with a voice like that, I was like, you know what? I decided I'm not gonna stick up for him. And I'm like, if he's gonna get his ass beat.
Yeah.
But my best friend does that. And that's why
it's been 20 years. Yeah. I would never go to the movies with Stoney either.
Yeah. Besides premieres.
Oh, does he go to the premieres?
Oh yeah.
But he doesn't answer his phone.
People take his phone.
Good.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, because he'll have it on the brightest setting too. Ugh. For messages and, you know, those big letters, because he's, you know, he can't see that. He's like, since he was 15, can't see that well. Even on imaginary phones, he couldn't text very well.
Okay. You meet a gal for brunch at the local creperie.
Whoa. So this is not in L.A.?
No. Where should we have it?
Because they don't eat crepes.
They have creperies in L.A., don't they?
Let's say it's Montreal. What the hell?
Or Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She pulls chopsticks out of her purse and says, I'm on the chopstick diet. It helps me lose weight.
Is she kidding or is she being serious?
Serious.
I mean, you're asking these questions where you're like, all these girls are like...
They're cuties.
Cuties are just like really dumb.
They're cuties and dummies.
You know what I mean?
Yep, cuties and dummies. That's why it makes it interesting. Right?
So she uses the chopsticks for every meal?
And she thinks she's going to lose weight because she's like just using chopsticks because it makes her eat less?
Yeah, it makes me eat less.
I mean, that's probably the last date. I got to be honest. It's kind of a deal breaker, yeah.
Deal breaker.
Would you ask her about it at all?
Of course.
Okay.
And I'm like, so why would you use chopsticks?
Oh, it's the chopstick. Like, the whole philosophy behind the chopstick diet is because because as a Westerner, even though I believe in a lot of Eastern religion, I just don't have, like, it will inevitably take me longer to actually pinch food with my chopsticks and bring them to my mouth. So therefore, I eat slower.
If she talks like that, that's all, dude. Seriously, for me, thumbs up.
You're into her?
Yeah.
Why? Wait a minute. Why?
Just because she's like, at least she's got like this, because I have friends, you know, there are a lot of friends that are not in the business. And some of them are like, you know, painters and poets, and they, you know, they love this idea and then they go with it. And, you know, this friend, Chris Kantrowitz, who was at Standing Rock forever. He's one of those guys that gets into like this new philosophy and like he uses these $5 words because that's the only way that he knows how to express himself. But he's really smart. And the way that you just described this person, I was like, she would be interesting.
All right. I like it.
You know, she would be interesting. But the one before that, like, am I fucking God? Like, you know what I mean? Like, girl, you're like, you gotta steer clear of that. You know what I mean? Like immediately, like that gives me like, okay, she's smart at least. So this is kind of cool. You know, offspring maybe.
The
I don't know.
The chopstick diet, girl.
The chopstick, but you know.
That's really weird.
But the way that you were saying it was almost convincing.
Good.
You know
good.
What I mean?
No, she like, believes
oh my God.
It.
Oh
she
my
believes
God. Maybe,
it.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, maybe if there is time that you're eating the chopsticks, right? It gives your head, you're like, you know what? You're full, dude. Where if you're just scarfing it down. If
what
you're
if
just,
this becomes a thing? You guys, what if our one of our deal breakers becomes an actual diet?
Yeah.
The chopstick diet.
The chopstick diet.
Can we write a book and like do an infomercial and
do
all
hey,
that?
Hey, everybody out there, we already got it right now. Yeah. Nobody's trademarking this.
Yes, we're calling it right now.
Or you guys can all join us and we can all make a huge profit together.
Yeah. Exactly.
The chopstick
and then
we'll, diet.
Like, but then, of
dear
course.
Dear listeners, this is our big break.
Yeah. But then you'll have to have like these, you know, these like amazing chopsticks.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, for
elite
sure.
Elite chopsticks, we're or whatever you say. Like,
we're gonna have all kinds of unqualified chopsticks.
We're gonna have a huge line of chopsticks.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
They're all gonna be
different
like,
colors, different sizes, yeah.
different sizes, and then there's some for like different. You know, there's might be some diamond chopsticks.
Oh yeah,
the baller
chopsticks.
Yeah, with the spinny wheels that just don't, you know.
Yeah,
there's gonna be like chopsticks that have like certain if you really like want it. Like lose 3 pounds really quickly because you have a big event or something. There's gonna be ones that are really warped that don't quite. They're all bent and misshapen.
Yeah. I love that.
Where it's like your Edward Scissorhands trying to eat. Yeah. Yeah,
that's great. Actually, that would work.
Yeah, it would take
really
you an
would
hour.
Work. Yes,
to perfect. Eat anything. A burger? Forget about it. That's not getting there.
Okay, she doesn't have a bank account.
Is there a reason for that? Like, why would you not have a bank account?
You want to ask her?
Yeah.
She's right there.
Right here.
Why wouldn't you have a bank account?
Oh, I'm just, well, I'm not really.
Here comes the voice again. This is literally like, ding, ding, ding.
I know. I'm not really all that good with money.
So where do you keep it?
I keep it in my secret hiding places. I'm not going to tell you. This is our first date.
No, I know. Don't be crazy. Right?
I know.
That'd be crazy
we
of me to say.
We met on like Tinder.
I know. So I'm just saying.
I'm not going to tell you where I have my money.
I know.
No, I just don't have a bank account. That's all.
Do your parents have a bank account?
I don't know. They died.
Oh. Oh, so that means that they might have left you something.
No, they didn't.
What do you do for a living, by the way?
Oh, what do I do? Well, I'm working on a few different things right now. Have you heard of that that dry bar place that blows your hair? Have you heard of that place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we're opening up a competitor called Blow Bar.
Blow Bar.
Like a bunch of friends and there's some investors and stuff. So I'm like on the ground like of investing and I'm right. also a photographer. Mm. And
oh, that's right. Wait, I think you're a DJ too, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deal breaker.
Yep.
You're like, dude. Oh, so you press play on something, right? There's got to be more involved. By the way, this is. I mean, we live in a crazy time that like these guys are getting paid $1 million to press play.
$1 million a show.
A show.
We're talking
dude.
About yeah. Some
a
of these
show, dude.
Some of these DJs are making like $50 million a year.
In reality, like you press play. Dude.
Have you ever been to an EDM show?
I did in Puerto Rico when I was doing Eastbound and Down, and I forgot who I went with, but
Was it? What was it like?
I've never been. It was like to some mouse.
Danger Mouse. Not Danger Mouse. Yeah, Danger Mouse. The guy with the big ears.
Isn't
right?
Danger Mouse the dude from the musician?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's the guy with the big ears, like the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, that's not Danger Mouse.
No, that's not Danger Mouse. It's
because there's Modest Mouse, Danger Mouse.
He is. What's his name? Oh, Cassie, will you please look that
isn't
up?
Isn't it like Mouse 5?
Mad
like
Mouse?
Isn't there a number?
No, you're thinking about the Jackson 5.
He's one of the biggest. He's one of the biggest DJs around.
Danger Mouse is...
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so mortifying.
Turning, I'm crazy.
That was Danger Mouse?
I thought that was Danger Mouse.
But you know, we're thinking of the same guy, right? The guy that wears the big hat.
Yeah, so that guy...
Yeah.
So here's the thing. He would... I bet you he was really warm because it was warm in Puerto Rico. I was just drinking beers or whatever. But everybody seemed like they were on something.
Sure.
What is it?
Dead mouse.
Whoa.
That's it. Mouse. S is a five.
Okay. That's where you got it.
Thanks.
Okay, my joke backfired. So that guy, I was like, because I was not on the level that all these other people were. And so I was just looking at what he's doing. And a lot of times he wasn't doing anything. He was just massaging the board, the soundboard.
Weird.
You know what I mean? And really? Then he was pumping his hand.
Yeah, because there's no records to spin
and then
anymore.
He would yeah, and then he'd get away like you know, it's the table was annoying him for a second. And then he'd get out, you know, and then come back and then massage it again. You know what I mean? But he knew the music at least. But I don't think he pressed a lot of buttons.
So do you think the draw was just the fact that Dead Mouse is there, so people were just thrilled to see him with his big hat with the ears, and
yeah,
they were just there to see him, and that just for the party.
Yeah, I mean, but if they,
because they're not really doing. Here's the thing: I feel like we're gonna get a lot of listeners emailing us saying right now, "It's like, no, you don't understand. DJing is an art form. EDM is an art form.
Yeah,
I'd love the explanation.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Because I don't know.
That would be really cool. Because also, here's the thing that you just made me think of: what if the guys actually they made their own music, and that's why they follow him. Then that would be
right.
Cool.
Right? Isn't that what they do?
That's what they do.
Oh, is that what they do?
I think so.
Wait,
yeah.
That's their music.
So they press play to their music.
I'm just talking about they're not performing it the way you see a band performing instruments, unless they are. I don't know. Unless they're pushing. Is there a technique to pushing buttons? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Sensitivity.
God, we are so fucking old.
I know. What the fuck?
This is so fucking sad.
And
listeners,
you know what's messed up? I know.
For the last 12 minutes.
I know.
We're fucking assholes.
We are really old. We're totally.
Not dude, but what's even worse is what's more fucked up and how old I am is that literally when you asked that dumb question, I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. I was really trying to figure it out. I was like, is there an art to the pushing?
There might be.
Buttons?
I mean, they're making
of
50 million
there
a year.
Is. There has to
they're
be.
They're making 50 million
We're
a year.
We're idiots. That'd be like someone saying, is there an art to these people just saying some words behind a camera? We're assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, some people just memorize their lines. Big Smile would just have fun with it. You know what I mean? they just have fun with it.
Yeah, but you're not making $50 million a year if you're just having fun with it.
I mean, how do we know? I mean, you know what I mean? There's some
that's
people.
Sure,
that
I'm sure. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
just memorize their lines in the morning and just be like, "Hey, here we go. What are we doing?"
I did hear, and I say this a lot, but I heard an older actor one time say, someone was like, "Hey, Don, how was your day?" And he said, "Well, did all my faces." And I thought that's such a brilliant way to just, in the most beautifully simplistic way, to be like, "Yep." I find it reassuring. I say it to myself all the time. Well, did all my faces.
Yeah.
It emotionally separates me from it. So.
Do you do this to every guest, the deal breaker?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but you're great. You're great. And it's supposed to be you can pull threads, you know?
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's your second date and she invites you over.
Second date.
She invites you over for a home cooked meal, but
that's early for a second date.
Uh-huh. But later you notice takeout containers in the trash can.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, for sure. Because I'm like, getting into the house is next step. So what are you thinking about when you get to the house?
Dude, I love your angle on
Let's
this.
Let's be honest.
You are full.
You're like, oh, she wants
focused.
Me. She wants
Dude,
to start yes. off at the house? Like, I'm bringing over a bottle of wine.
You do,
getting
all right.
warmed up.
So you would call her on the...
That is the smartest answer.
No, dude. By the way...
Yeah, no, I'm just...
She's trying to create an effect, you know what I mean? And she's trying to, and she's trying to be really sweet and cute. Hell no, I'm not going to call her.
You don't think that...
But you don't think that that might be something that's deeper seated? That's something that...
Is it a lot? Is it?
Here's the thing, dude. If I was married to her for 15 years and she's like, I cooked it, babe. And then I found her in a lie. Yeah, I'm going to have to call her out on it. Because I'm like, babe, I just found some cartons in the trash. And they smell just like our dinner. You know what I mean? I'll pull them out. You know, it'll be a little bit different.
But would you, okay, let's say you
had... But she's not a good cook, maybe?
Let's say you had, like...
But she lied. She totally lied about the whole meal.
But it's home. It's a home meal.
Okay, but wait.
So there's a little bit of truth.
Mike, let's back this up. So it's second date. You notice the containers. You don't give a fuck. You guys go back into the bedroom. You have awesome sex the whole weekend. You, like, end up staying, like, the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah,
things are getting crazy,
yeah,
right?
That's what happened.
Now, you take a breather. Take a breather, right? You enter back into your working world. You're with your buddies. And you're like, dude, I met this girl. Do you include the detail of the home-cooked meal and the cartons? And do you ever clock it again?
That's a good question.
Yeah, like, but the thing is, like, would you even think of that? You know what I mean? And plus, I'm not really the dude to share any of that shit. And most likely, I've had those weekends before where you think you have superpowers. You're probably drunk the entire week.
Yeah.
Weekend. You know what I mean?
It's a good time.
And then...
That falling in love, because you're like,
oh my God, that's so true. Oh,
it's because you're like drunk.
You fall in love.
Yeah, it's like you're drunk on like so many levels. It's like,
yeah, I mean, you're like nose to nose. You can't smell her breath and she can't smell yours because
you're
both drunk.
All the time.
You know what I mean? And you're just like, yeah, do you feel that? Like, and then you kiss for like a long time, mm-hmm. like crazy long. And then you see them next weekend and you're like, oh shit, it's really awkward. You've been texting all weekend, but you're like, I think she's kind of cool. And then you see her on Friday. It's a little weird. You know what I mean?
Because you're not drunk.
Well, because then you start questioning the box food and like, why did
she
say that?
Right. Gotcha.
She did it again.
All right.
But then half a bottle of wine later, you're like, you know what? Fuck the cartons. And then you're at it again. I actually had a relationship like that for 2 years.
What happened?
There was a clash of the titans. It didn't go well.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of highs.
I was like seeing her, but then I was kind of fooling around with some other chick, and okay. I was like, whatever. They knew of each other, but they just never, like, one showed up out of like, whoa, and they were talking on the lawn for a while, and I'm just like,
oh shit,
it's like fuck. And what's even worse than
talking
I
on the lawn?
Buzz on.
I don't.
I had a buzz, and I was like, you know, kind of like horn. I thought it was like it was going to be one of those.
And then, Why did you think that?
You really thought that?
No. Oh no, the threesome. No. I thought we were gonna do it again. You know what I mean? But then they were talking in the front, and I was like, I wonder which one. I was so like, I don't do. I mean, this was like 15 years ago. I was like, I wonder which one like is gonna come inside after. I was, you know what I mean? Like when you're stupid and young and just like, and that makes sense,
right?
You know,
right? That's amazing.
And it was so stupid. But literally, we never. Like, went on a date, really. We just would hook up on the weekends and have a sexcapade, but, like, for a year, like, you know.
Do you think that she defined the relationship in a different way than you?
Yeah, she clearly, thought we were going
right?
out. She,
right.
thought, she thought we were dating because it was
because you would come over
thing.
And have sex with her every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably a lot of women might draw that conclusion.
Really?
I think so.
But you never, ever even went on a date?
I wouldn't, but I think a lot of other women would. Because
that's interesting.
Because I think that as the more they tell their friends, the more I'm serious. The more claim.
But think about she's telling her friends. She's saying that this guy he's just a booty call. He's inviting me over, and the only time I see him.
But she's also justifying it too. Like, well, yeah, I know Michael and I are seeing each other.
How do you justify that?
The power of the friends, the friend stories,
In her brain,
she's building a case.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they
meals. They've never been on like the breakfast or dinner or anything.
Nothing, dude. Nothing. And dude, I'm like, but here's the thing, because I've been privy to it, and you know, I've been like to Thanksgiving dinners. And, you know, where the wives are talking, and then you just go in and go out of the room.
Yeah.
And they will talk about one point of the day of the relationship, and just, you know, it'll give like a lawyer a headache. You're like, this is way too detailed. You know what I mean? Way too many details. You know, they'll bring out the microscopes, the magnifying glasses. And then it's literally done forensically.
Yes. No, it's true. Analysis. It's so true because you would go over to her place or she'd come over to your place and she will tell her friends like, well, he brought over some underwear and a toothbrush. So I think that means like something's, you know, like they'll, right. You're right. Like the clues, like wanting, because you know what it is? It's wanting to believe something that might not be true.
Yeah. And it's, or something that they need because... Whenever you hear, especially when you're single, and you're like, can I ask you a question? And you're like, oh, shit. Okay, wait a minute. She's thoroughly talked this point through with her friends, every angle. So you got to get ready.
Right.
Yeah.
To play dumb.
Absolutely.
To play
dumb. You know what I mean? Well, because you are dumb. Because the vast knowledge that she has about one moment... You know what I mean? Like, and whatever I was thinking, like any other scenario, she's got it sussed out. She knows. She's got her friends on her back, all staring at you, and you can feel it just from that one question.
Yeah.
When you said you loved me, I know you're drunk, but,
you know, you're like, oh, man, why do you keep saying it? I'm like, I don't And she's already got like all the, you know, all the different variables, all the different. I'm like, well, I don't even know why she's asking, but you know why she's asking.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the truth, right? The girl.
It's so,
case. Yeah. The case of the girlfriends.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, but guys, we've talked about this. Guys do it a different way. they are like, if a guy.
This is going to be really interesting because I golf and like I go, you know, I won't see somebody for a year. And we'll just golf. I was like, oh, man, I'm going through the divorce. No shit. Yeah. Cheating on me. Oh, fuck. Dude, that's your putt.
But I just want to say, here's just the different. It's not that the content of the – or the – well, all right. Let me put it like this. So I think that guys, if you introduce a girl that you've been dating to your group of guy friends and one of them says something critical – or maybe just slightly.
Those aren't my friends.
I like
my
that.
My friends don't do that.
I like that.
My friends have done that.
Really?
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, no, you can't
about
do that.
Young, what about younger? What about young? Like when
no,
you, were
you can't
younger?
Do that.
Like, did you have friends like that when you were younger?
No, no. I that's the one thing that you can't. Because here's the thing. Like, what if the dude really likes the girl?
Right.
Like, why are you going to shit on his parade? You know what I mean? You feel me? Or not. It just makes you look like you're jealous if you're the one being critical. And also, like, if you're being critical, that means, I don't know. I don't like that.
Let's say you're dating this girl, right? And would a guy ever say something like, I saw your girl getting kind of flirty with Chad. Like, I just want to give you a heads up. Would guys ever say that?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean shit. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Because most girls are flirts anyway.
Right.
In their own way.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm incredible. I'm really flirty. Don't you think? Don't you guys think I'm... Okay, consensus. I'm super flirty.
Yeah, so you're hooking up with a flirty chick and she, like, you know, like Lana was really flirty with, you know,
men and
friend.
Women?
Because
I think I'm sort of
flirty
in both
ways. It's like, you know, some people are just very sexual and they'll flirt with, you know, whoever the fuck is around.
Mine doesn't come from sexual... Mine's just... You know what? No, mine's neediness. Turns out I'm not flirty. I'm needy.
Well, it's
I mean, can I revise
you know
this?
But then here's the thing. But it comes off as the same thing. You know what I mean?
Like me.
Present itself that way.
Like
absolutely.
Me.
Like me. I was like, well, that chick wants me to like her, dude. I think I got an in. I'm not going to lie. It's not just me, right? Did you see that?
It's true.
Okay.
Why don't we take a quick break and then we'll get to calls?
Okay, perfect.
You want to do
that? There's calls?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's calls.
No.
We'll explain it to you now. No.
Holy cow.
Oh, you're amazing.
No, this is great.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We had a really good time with your co-star and director, Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah. Dax did this?
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Isn't he a great show? He's awesome. Dude, he's really smart. Hey, yeah. But he's smart, but he's got those $5 words. He's got some $5 words on
him. Yeah.
He was very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, was great. We've been so lucky. We've had just amazing people on here.
Yeah, and Seth too. That's crazy.
I know. And
Seth is really smart as well.
Yeah. We've just met the most interesting people doing this. And because, you know, we all meet each other, whatever, like
at work.
Right. At work.
Yeah.
But this is such a long format that's so cool. We get to really explore really interesting people.
Yeah, for sure. I wanna listen to the one with you and Seth.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you don't want to listen to Dax?
Yeah. I spent like,
You're over Dax.
I'm probably going to spend a lot of time with that dude. He's a really good friend of mine. Me, I got along with Seth, you know, and an Observer Report.
Oh, yeah. By the way, so we should actually, you guys haven't talked about this yet. You both did a movie together.
Yeah.
Observer Report.
And Michael was telling me that it was 9 years ago.
I know.
I just can't believe that. I remember, I had a lonely, weird apartment there that was a spa.
What?
Yes. So there was like a massage table. There was a bed.
Was there a masseuse?
The lady like ran this spa out of her home, and I guess it wasn't successful, so she rented it to me. And it was very weird. I would come, and it was in the center of town, which at night is totally deserted. Because there aren't.
Whoa, this is weird.
It was a weird, my whole dreamy, it was, yeah.
Because here's the thing that you got to ask about when you're staying in a massage parlor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what kind of massage parlor was that? Was it like a Burke Williams kind of thing?
Or a happy ending?
I mean, they were charts.
Did it smell like bleach?
Listen, on the happy endings one, do they have like reflexology charts? I don't know. Yeah. I've never been to one. Oh, they do. So it looks.
I mean, they
looks...
want to make it as legit as possible, but it's literally like.
Yeah, it totally could have been.
Dude, I did a movie.
I hope it was
in Phoenix, in Phoenix, Arizona. I caught that late, but I did this movie in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was like, you know, I was talking to my girl, and I was like, yeah, babe, Dan, and I was doing a movie with Will Ferrell, who I'm a huge fan of his, and she was asking me a lot of questions. I'm like, babe, I'm gonna get a massage. I'm like, I'll call you right after. And I'm like, no, bro, I love you so much. I'm like, yeah, I love it. That's okay. You know how it is, dude. It was like. I think it was right after our movie.
Okay.
I think our kid was like one. I can't remember. But anyway, so I, you know, just got through talking to her, loving the crap out of her, and just one of those moments where she's like, you know, she's like, I got a good one. You know what I mean? You think to yourself, I knock on this massage place because I'm like, I've been, you know, looking forever, and I knock and I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a massage. He's like, who there? And I'm like, I'm looking for a massage. She's like, go back. And I'm like, go around back. And I'm like, okay, I go around back. And I'm like, so she's like, you pay now. And I'm like, okay, cool. But is this a massage? I'm like, you say massage on sign, no? I'm like, yes. So I pay and she's like, go front. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then so she buzzed me in and then it's a lock. It's locked.
Whoa.
And I'm like, holy shit.
Whoa.
And she's like, just, you know, don't worry about it. Just get in the, you know, everything's really normal. I get on the table, you know, head down.
You take your clothes off?
Yeah. But I make sure that I keep my, you know, keep my underwear on. And plus, I'm like, there's a towel that you just put over your butt and face down. And I kind of almost napped a little bit because it took 20 minutes for her to come back. And I was like, where did she just ditch me? And I'm like, hello? Hello? Nothing, right? Nothing, right? And I'm like, oh, cool, whatever. And then I hear heels.
A good masseuse wears heels.
And then I can only see through the, you know, through the massage table, so I can just look at people's feet. She's got on red stiletto heels.
Oh my god.
And then I, of course, look up, and she's wearing a little black dress. And you know what it sucks is she looked really good. And she was this, like, Asian woman about 35 years old. My heart is busting through my, you know, I'm there doing a movie. And you just hear about, like, Charlie Sheen getting busted and all that stuff. I'm like, this is a sting, you know? And she's like, and she's massaging me. And what the best thing is, like, she kept on wanting to. She's like, well, let me give you a bath. And I'm like, no, I don't. I really want a massage. My back is killing me. You know what I mean? Because I golf.
Wait, how much was the massage? You paid up front, right?
It was like $45 or it was like $50
so
or
then,
something like that.
If whatever she wants is going to be extra?
I don't know, dude. But I'm like, she, yeah.
But like bath. She didn't say, like, I'm going to give you a bath and that's included in the $45.
No. No. It's not included. It was definitely more.
Okay.
But it was only like $25 more. And I'm like, and she's like, what would you do? She's like, you take off your clothes, I wash your body. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. And I'm like, but the weird thing is that when I said no, I swore to God, I just want a massage. She said, fine, I'll give you a massage. And it was the shittiest massage I've ever gotten.
She's in heels.
And not only that, but she was like, you know, she was barely doing the massage. And then what she was doing, she was like, while she's giving me the, she was just so bored. She thought she had like, she was like, fuck my life. Oh my God. And then three times more, she's like, are you sure you don't want me to wash your body? I'm like, look, I did. And then she's like, turn around. I was like, I don't want to turn around right now. And she's like, why are you hot? And I'm like, oh no. And I'm like, a little bit, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, you don't understand my back, really, my back. And I'm like, you just want them to get away from your butt. For some reason, they you know, push their elbow like in your butthole. And I'm like, you know, these Thai massage places. And I'm like, I just don't want that. You know what I mean? It just gives a bad visual of like, it's supposed to go out, not in. And, but she like, she was trying to creep down. And I was like, you're fighting your masseuse. You're like, I'm locking my knees so that she doesn't go under. You know what I mean? I'm like, and I
sound like a real struggle. Like,
I know. I told my girl, and she's like, uh-huh. I'm like, babe, I swore to God. Why would I even tell you about it? And you're like, because you told me you were getting a massage. I'm like, well, that's true. But I swore to God. She came in with a little black dress and red heels. And you didn't turn around.
You didn't leave.
Because you had a chub.
Uh-huh.
And you were fighting it, Mike? Yeah.
Because you love her.
Yeah. But the way she asked me, like, no matter what, she, like, you're set up to fail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of course. I'm like, I love you. You know, I don't know, dude. Anyway, I don't even know why I said that, but that was
amazing. That was such a great story.
I love that she was so disappointed that she had to give a massage.
Yeah.
she was that horny. She's like, you know, making herself up 20 minutes, dude, did her hair. I think it counteracted like a sleep machine where I'm like,
the thing is that it, I would imagine, I have no idea. And I'm whispering because my mom's in there. But I would think that like giving a hand job is just so much faster. And
that's probably what she thought.
And like, because it takes.
And it would give you more money.
Yeah. So it's like if she has to give a massage.
No, it's like a full like body
she's
massage.
She's like losing.
No,
money.
I think she wanted a fuck. Mike, I think she was.
No, see, this is where you're wrong. She did not want to fuck.
Okay, she probably didn't want to fuck. She probably wanted to give you a hand job.
Do you need this gift? You did come over to my house.
Maybe she didn't.
You know what, Michael? She totally wanted to bone you. She wanted to bone you more than any other client she's ever had.
But then, you know, why put on the
dress? So
now I'm like being defensive. Why put on the dress then? She's just going to give me a hand job.
She doesn't do that for every client. That's right. No, she saw you through that little window and she was like,
she's
now
like,
that
I got this motherfucker.
Yep. She's like, oh, yep. I'm going to take off my scrubs that I normally wear when I give hand jobs and put on this little dress because I saw who came in that back door. And then he came around to the front door.
Yeah, baby.
Damn.
No, you were special.
I got
you're
him.
Special.
Yeah, you're special. That's your gift. Happy birthday, Michael Pena. Oof. There's the good memory for you.
I'm going to put this on a podcast on repeat, baby girl.
We should get the
callers. Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. All right. So
Sim
we're gonna
just mouthed up to me, but it sort of had a little volume to it. So
you were like,
if listeners rewind it 10 seconds,
yeah,
they could hear.
I know. No, I think I said we
started off. You started off whispering, and then you're like, you got in, and you're like, oh.
All right, we're gonna call Michelle.
Oh shit!
Michelle is in North Carolina, and she's 32.
No way. What does she look like?
No, you can't see her. You won't be able to see
Hello.
Her. Hey, Michelle, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's so nice to talk to you.
Anna's going
to
introduce our special
guest. We have
guest.
The brilliant Michael Pena.
Hey, how you doing?
He's been
Anna.
A friend of mine for a long time.
Wow.
Cool. Hi, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
So, Michelle.
Love your work.
Your work. Wait, what'd you say?
Sorry, I told him I love his work.
Oh,
right on.
Yes, she told me earlier that she's a fan of yours.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
So he has a movie coming out. It's called Chips, and he's in it with Dax
Shepard.
Dax Shepard is also directing as well.
Very
Michael,
cool.
When does the movie come
Looking
out again?
It's March 24th.
March 24th. And I saw it. Anna saw it, and it's so funny. It's hysterical.
It's so funny.
Awesome. Can't wait.
But anyways, Michelle, you've been married for 3 years. What's changed recently?
So my wonderful husband and I have been together for a while, but...
How long?
Recently, we 6 years will be September.
6 years. All right.
But known him for, I think, 19 years or something like that.
Holy cow.
And I recently told him that I think that I want to have kids, which is something that he and I talked about from the very beginning, that we're sure that we do not. We always said that if we changed our minds or if we wanted to talk about it more, then we would bring it up. So I did with some trepidation, and he is not interested.
I think you should just be a bunny in the sack and just make it happen.
Right?
Just be a little bunny. Just be like an uncontrollable bunny and just where there's no choice. And then he's like, you know what? We should have a second one, I think.
Right. Yeah. What birth control pill is that?
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. No, but that's kind of tricky because I'm like, you guys started off the relationship where you said, like, what are your needs and wants and your purposes, right? Like, what do you want in life? And then, like, if you kind of change them a little bit, that's why I think a lot of relationships don't work out, is because people change or people never really find out.
Let me ask you this. So, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Michael. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm very
rude. That was it.
So when you first were having these discussions, when you in talking about not having kids, why? What did you guys talk about when, like, as reasons why? Like, I mean, and I say, and I ask this, like, hopefully with no judgment, because I don't have any. In fact, I had a similar situation in my life before too. But
Gary Busey,
Gary Busey. But so what? Yeah, like, what are his issues? And what were your issues?
Sure. So for him, it's always been that he really likes his life and his freedom. He has always traveled a lot internationally. He likes to go drink with his friends, you know, things
tailgate.
That are,
does he tailgate? And
is he American?
Big time. He is. Yeah. He's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's from Pennsylvania. He's a tailgater, right? Do you have a bar in the basement?
We don't have a basement. We actually live in a condo, but I think if we could have a basement,
there'd be
we
a bar
would.
In it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to size up who we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have friends like that that don't want kids, but they're, you know, they go out a lot, they drink a lot.
Does he have a really stable job?
Oh yeah, no, he's totally legit and a straight person, but he's every Sunday with his friends for the last 10 years. They always have gone to the same bar at the same time. And they've all managed to be able to do that with kids.
Those guys have kids, huh?
Yeah, some of them do. And so that's been something that they've all navigated, but, you know, to be able to travel like he wants to and see the world like he wants to, he thinks that kids can't as easily be part of the equation, not to mention, you know, all the money, all the responsibility and time and all of that.
Well, that's the real why, because you can travel for a year and then you're like, all right, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like the responsibility, like it's like 18 years of paying for it.
Yeah, for sure. And for me, it's just been that I haven't ever really I have friends that since we were in middle school have said, oh, I can't wait to have kids. Or as soon as they got married, I can't wait to have kids. And that was never something that was a big driver for me. I never really thought specifically about having kids or dreamed about it. I have a lot of nieces and nephews and I love them to pieces. And then I can give them back to their parents and go home and go to sleep. So I've always really appreciated having that freedom. But lately I've just been having these pangs, which it's so cliche, like you hear about it in the movie, but with the clock ticking or whatever, but having those kind of feelings of, will I be sad if I don't? And there is a biological aspect that if it's too late, then yeah, you can adopt and, you know, all those wonderful things, but.
Oh man.
So, I mean, she made her decision. She knows what she wants. I think right now you need help with how to talk to him, right?
And you guys are going to give her advice.
We're going to try.
Oh my God, this is awesome. Oh man. Oh God.
This is what we do, Michael.
Because I got to, you know what? This is exactly your show, your podcast. Because I'm sorry. You know what? You sound like a very nice person. But I'm like, fuck, I am unqualified for this shit. Because I'm like, I'm not going to give you any advice. I'm like, I got a lot of.
I think you suggested the rabbits, and I love that.
No, I mean, but I'm like, I was messing around because I'm like, then he's like, you're not on the pill? You know what I mean? I might have not, you know, I might have forgotten these last couple of months. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I want to hear this advice.
Oh, well, we call ourselves unqualified for a reason. We don't know. Yeah, we don't know what we're talking
but
about.
But you're still going to try.
But we still try.
I love it. You didn't go to school for this.
No.
You just fucking get a podcast and you just give people advice. That's
called
fucking
unqualified.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
But we really do try. We try.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Yep.
You know what I love about this, by the way? This is the first time we've had a guest to be like, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, you guys are really trying to do this? Yeah. Every other guest is like, wait a minute. Oh, I got this.
Yeah.
They're like,
no. And I'm like, these are people's lives here, dude.
I know. That you guys.
Yeah, Michael's out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I got opinions, but that I dare not say.
No, but this is what we want to hear. Yeah, it's a safe place, right?
Yeah.
And I guess my question would be if, as a man or maybe as a woman, you know, having this discussion, how, you know, if you're at this kind of impasse, which is a really big decision, it's not like should we, you know, paint the walls blue or whatever, but how can I talk to him about it in a way that will help him see my side without kind of telling him, well, this is really just what I want to do. Can we just do it? Which maybe have made it harder for you to answer, but.
No, I mean, I think that you can say to him, you know, I know that you've probably been sensing, I know we've had like casual conversations about my kid feelings and how they're starting to change a little bit. What about having a baby scares you, you know, and can we talk through this? Because I need to know so I can be settled within myself. And if his answers are really, you know, I think it's going to be these long conversations. And I think that you have to really get him to be very honest for your sake about like this big decision, whether to have them or not.
I'll piggyback that. There we go. But I think what you should do though is seriously, because that's something that I know for sure, just based on my, like, if there's something big, you gotta do it in a way so the conversation can be quick. You know
what really?
I mean? Because I don't want to talk it out. I really don't want to talk it out. Like it's, I'm done. I start getting tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like, have you ever been in a conversation or a debate or
this
whatever you're
advice.
Fighting?
Yeah.
And then the guy yawns. Like I yawn all the time and they're like, are you, I'm like, it's just tiring me out. It's just like giving me overload. Like, I just need the cliff notes, babe. Just like, you know, give all the details.
Get to the point.
To the squad, you know, to your girlfriends and shit.
So you're saying get to the point.
Get to the point, just like, and cut and dry.
Just you say, just like, listen, here's where we're at. I changed my mind. I want a kid. You don't want a kid. Should we get a divorce?
And yeah, exactly. And then you're like, and here's the thing.
I don't want to get divorced.
Yeah, and here's the thing. But I mean, the question that you pose, like, that might be it. Like, if, do you want a kid more than you want to stay married is
exactly
the thing.
That's
you
know? It. That's
like,
the that's, question. That's the only question.
That's I think the question is more to you. Like, do you want to stay married more than you want a kid?
But so going back to my idea, though, of like the persuasion a little bit, or at least exploring why he doesn't want to have, you know, maybe it's something like, I don't know if I can be a good dad. Maybe ultimately the conversation will draw you guys closer together as a couple.
Things that I wouldn't think of. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to draw us closer together. All right, cool. Yeah, it might.
You know
it
what
might.
I mean? If, wrong he's honest, I mean, if he's honest about it, if he's like, yeah.
How dead set is he on not having a kid, in your opinion?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I don't think he's necessarily, I absolutely refuse and I will leave you before we have a kid. I don't think it's at that point by any means.
Well, you got to lead with that because that's way different. I thought he was being like a dictator, like being like no kids ever, you know, like, and then it's.
Yeah.
So there's a chance, you think there's a chance that you could persuade him, but right now you feel like he doesn't want a kid, right?
Yeah, I think he would prefer to not have a kid. And he's kind of like, oh, shit, now.
How old is he, by the way?
He's 37. I'm 32.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's tough.
I was imagining
if you're 37,
that you guys were the same age.
But by the way, if you're 37, you're a man, you're pretty much set in your ways.
I know.
Yeah,
this worries
cool.
You're pretty much, he doesn't really want
to. I was 31 where I was like, you know, it's crazy. This is like whatever. I don't even believe in all this mystical stuff, but like, I told my best friend, I was like, dude, you know what? I think I'm ready to have a kid. And that night, Bree told me she was pregnant.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I was ready at 31.
Right. By 37, you pretty much know.
At 37, it's tough. All my friends that don't have kids by that time, they don't have any more kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
But here's the thing, though, because like you're talking about persuasion.
Right.
And if she starts to persuade him, do you think that he might resent her for trying to?
No, it can't be.
If this was an agreement from the very beginning.
Exactly. So that's why it has to be coming from the idea of like, let's talk about help me understand why you don't want this. Help me understand. We never really fleshed it out before. Can we flesh this out a little bit? Like, just tell me what it is. Is it the diapers? Is it the black? You know, change of lifestyle? Is it that you know you are afraid that you're going to have bad habits that your father had or whatever it is? Like I think that's the only way to if you ultimately want to have a
because if this guy like you know on Sundays like he really liked his Sundays, you know like my thing was like because I go golfing. I golf. I'm boring. You know, but it's just something that I do when I go do movies that like I can do by myself and just get away from people and just do. And even now, like I can golf once a week or, you know, once every 2 weeks and stuff. And that's cool. Like if he had his Sundays, like they're not going away. At least he has like something from his past, like his old life that he can still do now.
Right. If it is like, I'm going to miss my Sundays, then it's a
deal breaker.
Like, okay. Yeah. Then you're going to be like, listen. Sundays are, I got Sundays. Like, don't worry.
Yeah.
You can keep your Sundays. But I think that talking about the compromise, just getting to what I guess, the issue of yeah. really, it, but if, and if he says to you, listen, I've never wanted to be a dad. It's just in me. I've never wanted it. And I thought you didn't. I think then you have to respect that, you know, and then sort of make your decision base going from there. But I do think that if you can at least explore some of the other reasons or whatever, you know, then maybe.
But just a conversation is in order for sure.
But yeah, that's but so, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, because what you said, Sim, about, I think it was Sim, about, it, you know, have the baby or get divorced, or, you know, is it more important to be married or have the baby? Like, I know that our marriage works and that I love him and I want to be together. So I don't, you know, like this baby that's coming in, you know, that's an unknown. So I would much rather have the thing that I know for sure works and then hopefully can have the baby too. But I don't want to rock this too much.
You know. Yeah. As like, I know that we were all like a little bit groany with his age being 37, but the truth is you guys do have time and people do change. They do change what they want. And you've got plenty, you can get pregnant or you can adopt or you can foster a kid. Like there's the whole, like you've got decades of parental potential
yeah.
in your life. And he may really be open to something like that. And, anyway,
and it can happen. I by the way, I take it back because I'm like, I do have a couple of friends in Chicago that one is a cop. He was 42 and never wanted kids. His name is Ruben. And my brother's a cop, too. So that's how I know him. But 42 years old. And he was 42 when he had the kid. Never wanted a kid before in his life. Like I think he's 47 now. The best thing that's ever happened to him
yes.
in his life.
Oh my gosh.
Just
yes.
didn't know. He just didn't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because other
that's,
kids.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you need to talk about
yeah.
it. Because if this guy is a good guy and he sounds like he is, he may really light up when he sees this little 4.5-year-old.
But you just won't know. There's no way to tell anybody that feeling.
Right.
That's like trying to describe sex for the first time. And you're like, it's going to feel really good. And you're like, yeah, I've done it myself. You're like, no, not the same, dude.
Then there's the female perspective on that, right, Michelle?
Yeah. It's a little different on our
end. It's a little different for us.
My bad. See, that's why it's good.
Michelle, are you good with this advice? Do you think you got this?
You all are very qualified. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And
thank
listen,
you.
Please keep us posted. And also, and please just, and remember though, you do have a lot of time and he sounds like a wonderful guy and you guys have a wonderful marriage. And I think, definitely don't rush anything, you know, just start to open the doors a little bit with him, make him feel safe, you know, safe with the discussion.
Right. Will do. Thank you all so much.
Oh, yeah, have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. But you brought up
Bye.
A great point. Oh, we love you. I forgot to tell her I loved her. You brought up a great point, though, with some men just not knowing. And some women, too. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know. I didn't know the joy.
Yeah.
I was never a maternal person and or drawn to babies. And
yeah.
And I, you know, I felt like I fell in love with the right person. So that made me want to procreate. And now I feel, I mean, there's like years of hell, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the
like,
first couple years, yeah,
they're horrible.
You're not sleeping and it's,
and you never, I this time, if I ever have a baby again, which I really hope we do, but this time I'm gonna take pictures of the shit. I'm gonna take pictures of the spit up. I'm gonna take pictures of like
so
my
you
greasy
can use it
hair
later.
I want the pictures of the adorable baby all over, but I also want like I want to be able to ever to give my especially daughter like a picture of
yeah.
or my son too. But like these are the other things that go along
that's
with this
not
time
discouraging
period. I think it's just funny and honest.
That way they don't think they're perfect, right? Like,
or it's
like,
just like this is the whole story. Because we all we see of the story of our kids when they're little, from the memories, are like the adorable little photos, right? We don't collect like
the shit.
Right. So in fact, Jack was playing around with a disposable toothbrush. Or not it was like a travel toothbrush, right? That has a casing in it.
Yeah.
And he starts jamming all these like little bits of string and like goop and stuff in there. And he's like, and I was like, I'm going to keep that. Because they send you home with all this like art that the kids make with glitter.
But that's the real art.
I was like, but this is the art.
This came from the heart.
He was talking about smashing monsters and pounding them in. So I'm going to keep that and call it like the Monster Smash 2017.
I love that.
Dude, you know what's funny? My dad, the pictures that we have, my dad used to take pictures like point and shoot. Like, it was no, like, hey, can you pose for this?
Oh, so that's cool.
He caught us a couple times in a fight where we're
that's awesome.
Me and my brother were just fighting it out and like,
My God, no wonder you're an actor with a dad like that. That's awesome.
What do you mean?
The observing, the wanting to cut, instead of like trying to break it up between you guys being like, I'm gonna take photos of this. That is cool. Yeah. That's an observant.
Well, but I don't think he ever looked really through the finder. I think he just.
Oh,
was
he
like,
was just accidentally. I gotta do this.
There, done. You know, and like.
Oh, that's
then go off and watch, drink some beers.
Like, oh, but he's this great.
No, he
observer.
Was not an observer, dude. Like that's the opposite. He's like. Oh,
no
shit,
wonder.
Yeah, the pictures. Mom, take the pictures. I'm like, oh, God, the pictures. Oh,
it's very funny.
We have one more call. We're going to call Megan now, our last call of the evening.
Megan, what's her last name?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, wow.
She's
it's
23.
Anonymous. 23.
And she's in Arkansas.
How do you guys get callers like all the way in the East Coast?
We have like international callers too.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
It's really cool.
It's fun.
Hello?
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
That's Anna.
Did you know that that we were calling?
Hi, Megan.
Megan, that voice is Michael Pena. Say hi to Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing? You're in Arkansas, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm from here. Been here my whole life.
Oh, what? I love your accent.
I know. It's really sexy.
Oh.
To me, I sound normal. Ooh. So I don't know.
Oh, baby girl, don't stop now. Don't stop now.
Oh, man. Okay, Megan, so your boyfriend has issues with your new house guest. What's going on?
So my best friend of like 10 years.
Boy or girl?
Girl. We've been friends since we were really, really young. She had a really sudden breakup, and it was a really odd time period, and she really kind of put all of her eggs in one basket. And so when it was all said and done, all she had was the stuff that was in the trunk of her car. So naturally, she came to my house. I live with my boyfriend of 2 years, and we've been living together for about a year and a half. And we really haven't had someone over so consistently since we've lived together.
I mean, she lives there?
She's just staying there as a house guest right now.
I know, but
yeah,
like day and night?
Yeah, well, she works during the day. So we're all gone from the apartment during the day, and then he gets off, and then she gets here shortly after him.
Oh,
so
boy.
Your boyfriend's not having this, right? He's not happy with the situation?
Yeah, he's being a good sport about it, but I don't want to take, he does want alone time, so I don't want to take away from that. And I don't know where to find the happy medium, or if there is even a happy medium.
Because she's your best friend, right? She's your best friend.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, we've been friends for like 10 years, and I've been in a very similar situation that she's in, and I immediately moved in with her. Not having that reciprocate
right.
as well.
Like, how big is the place?
I mean, it's a one bedroom, and it's like, it's got a loft upstairs, but the loft is technically the second bedroom. I mean, it's not tiny. I think there's the equivalent to have the space, but at the same time, when someone wants their personal space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like how many bathrooms does it have?
Two?
Two. Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I think you gotta ask her about the game plan here.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's gonna be hard, and hopefully she's a good friend and doesn't throw in your face about the time that you crashed with her.
Yeah.
Like doesn't pull any like you owe me moves.
I agree with that.
Yeah. if yeah. she does, then that's a red flag. It might be time to step back from her in her life if she's a bit of a mess right now, you know? Was she engaged or living with a guy, or was that...
No, they were living together, though, so...
Was he
and
abusive?
I don't know.
Do you mind my asking? Was he... I mean, I just want to make sure that you're not kicking out somebody.
Not physically. He was just a really rotten dude. So, I mean, no, he just did not treat her well at all.
Did he sell drugs?
And didn't care.
Did he serve? Was he serving? Did he sell drugs?
Did he serve drugs?
I'm sorry, that's in Chicago.
What is it?
They used to say serve.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up like on 16th in California and be like, hey, bro, right here. Hey, man, you serving? That's like, are you dealing drugs?
Right. I got you. Okay.
And I was like, for some reason, I thought it'd be cool to say serving. And then when I said it, I was like, that's the wrong accent.
So he wasn't serving or selling drugs?
Serving. Yeah, he wasn't serving. Was he serving? Was he serving?
He just is not in touch enough with himself. I think he can't be in a relationship.
No, I understand.
I think you got to tell her that. You got to ask her, like, listen, what's the game plan? Because
if not, there's going to be two broken up people.
Yeah. And you're at a place in life now, you know, I know that, that you'll have a lot of lifelong friends for a long time, but there's definitely comes a time when that cannot be the only thing that you guys have. It can't just be the idea that you've been best friends for 10 years and your lives are incomplete. Like, you can't own that with each other anymore at a certain point.
Yeah.
It has to morph into. So anyway, are you, would you be nervous about talking to her?
I mean, I think it's definitely a different type of conversation to have, but I mean, nervous, not necessarily. I think that in the long run, I kind of went into this knowing that our best bet would just be to let me keep doing what I'm doing because I am happy, and let her go ahead and find her way. And if she wants to, you know, move, she lives in a small town and I live in the city. And
how old is she?
There's not very many. How old is she?
Yeah. 23.
We're both
23. Oh, 23. Can I ask you something? Cause was she, when she moved in with her boyfriend, was she paying half the rent?
They weren't paying any bills there. So they weren't. It wasn't a money thing for them. It was just sort of
they weren't paying any bills.
But maybe they were living with somebody, like.
Because here's the only reason I'm asking is because somebody who's 23 years old who doesn't feel like they should pay or get their own place, in my mind, has done it before. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and they're just used to it, right? So you have to take that in consideration when you talk to her.
Yeah.
That like. Yeah. You know, that you got to pay, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I asked, because I'm like, wow, I'm like, it doesn't even come up. So I figured maybe this person has done it before, and it's crazy that she didn't pay any bills before she started living with you guys. So that's, she's been without having to pay bills for a while now.
Yeah.
How long did you stay with her when you were going through your breakup?
Well, we lived together for probably nearly a year.
Wait, so you were crashing at her place for a year after you went through your breakup, or you actually moved in with her, so you were paying rent?
Well, she was living with her parents, and so I just
came
and lived with...
So you were staying with her parents?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
At her house.
And for a year?
So
she feels like she owes her.
You know what I didn't even take into consideration? Megan, do you like your friend better than your boyfriend?
I mean, no. I think I like them in different ways.
Well, just like, who do you enjoy? Like, do you enjoy having your friend there? Like, when you come home from work, are you excited to see her? Do you guys like...
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty excited to see both of them. And I have a very small circle of really good friends. And so and they all live away from me. And so having someone up here, you know, that is awesome. I have one other really good friend up here, but that is awesome. But I've also, you know, I kind of just have to be like, that's a temporary high, I feel like. Eventually you come home and someone's in the house all day long. And
I don't think she wants, I don't think she wants to have this conversation.
Yeah. I'm getting the same thing.
You don't really, she doesn't want to have this.
Like, yeah, I mean, especially when you're like, you know, you have friends coming up, you know, she lives down there, you live up here. Like,
yeah.
I bet you it's nice to have, if not, you would have had the conversation a while ago or at the very beginning that it's got to be a temporary thing, but you like it when she's around. Yeah. And then you have, you know, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And do you pay, do you and your boyfriend split the rent? 50-50?
Yeah, we split everything half here. Oh. So. Yeah, we
so
pay.
So he has, definitely has a say in this.
Yeah,
she's going to have to, she's gonna have to make a choice.
It's like,
because he's at a certain point. Yeah. I mean, do you think, like, how, do you, what would you say would be a happy medium or a compromise? A month, 2 months? Do you think you can sell a month?
I think that's way too long.
Like, how long have they been, has she been living there first?
I don't, no, I don't think it's going, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that long. And I guess in a way that's okay with me. I was just really kind of wondering if there would be an alternative, but like, you know, selling that would be, if I turn the tables on him, I guess I know that it would be hard for me, but helping her more open than
like,
he is.
Helping her, like, you know, go apartment shopping, like that kind of thing, like being proactive, you know, when you're moving out, that can be like, something a real good friend would do. You know?
Does she have a job? Does she have a job? Does she have money for an apartment? She does?
She has a full-time job. Yeah, she has a full-time job with benefits and
so
all that other
is she
stuff.
Actually starting the process of looking for a place?
Yeah, she hasn't quite started just yet, but she is. I'm a property manager, so I work for a company that rents a bunch of apartments. And so I've been showing her places, and she actually saw one today that she really enjoyed.
Oh,
so
that's good.
I think
she should just encourage her to move out. Like, just help. Yeah.
Hey, but listen, I think that it's really important that you tell your boyfriend in a really gentle way to not be privately critical about your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I know.
If he's, it's never nice to hear like bad things about somebody that you care about. And so I think you can say, listen, you've been so generous and like, and thank you for letting, you know, Jane.
She did that to me as well. I'm sure he knows that, you know, she, like you're reciprocating that she like let you stay at her place when you were broken up with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, I willingly I would do it again because obviously that may have been a different situation, but she did it for me, but it's just a different, it's a totally different dynamic now. So it just doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do. I think it would cause.
I'm sure her situation was really horrible, but did she let you know that she was was it all incredibly dramatic? Did she just show up at your door and just like, help me, I'm out of here?
I was with her and he had gotten upset and had left and we were in their apartment and he just called her 30 minutes later and pretty much broke up with her over the phone. And right then and there we packed, it was like 2 a.m. We packed all of her stuff up and moved her. So she really didn't have any time to like prepare to find another place. It wasn't very amicable.
This was not that long ago, right?
No, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. All right. Oh boy. Oh, Megan, right. It's tough.
Anna, we're gonna give her some final advice
tough.
Right now.
Okay. Oh man, this is really tough because it is so fresh. I think ask your boyfriend. You understand that he has every right to weigh in because you are not only in love with him, but he's also contributing 50% of the rent, and all these decisions should be discussed or whatever. But you appreciate so much his generosity, and reassure him that you're working on it, on the game plan with her.
How about a deadline too? Then, like, what would you be willing to have her stay? How long would you be willing to have her stay?
Yeah, or like, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, Megan, it puts you in the position of sort of jockeying between these two people, and it's going to require a little time and energy on your part. But I think it'll be worth it, and I don't think you'll lose anybody over this. I do think that she gently needs to be moving along, and
I do too.
And and she, but yeah,
I think it'll be a little nudge in the right direction for her.
Yeah, and help her get the apartment. Do what you're doing. You know, you're doing exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Megan, we love you.
Oh, Megan. My God, I love you guys. I'm so excited that I got to talk to you guys.
Me too. Thank you so much for... thank you for submitting a question, and I love you.
Go watch Chips, March 24th.
Yeah, I love you.
She didn't hear you. She didn't hear you.
Okay.
Chips, March 24th.
Go watch Chips, March 24th.
Go watch Chips. Yes, I do want to see that. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yay. I'm totally going to go watch it.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Well, I guess that concludes the evening,
Wow. But
not without a fuck you, Sim. Will you say a fuck you unison?
Fuck you. Oh, what? In unison.
Yeah.
Ready? On three?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Fuck you, Sim.
Follow us on Unqualified, all of our social media. If you want to submit a question, go to unqualified.com.
Do you think it's hurting? It hurts his feelings, or is he numb to it?
But dude, he actually did have a big sigh. Follow us on...
I think that's what it is. Is that? Do you hate it?
I love it.
Should we nix it?
No, I know. Do you want to nix it?
Maybe.
You know how many people will be pissed off if you... It's a thing, and you know how many people will be pissed off.
Does everybody say it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
No, I don't know if I want to be told to fuck off every podcast.
You don't say fuck off. You say fuck you, Sim.
I know, but
And you have guests who say it in different ways.
But if everybody said fuck you on it, it might actually really feel bad.
Well, people want to buy Fuck You Sim t-shirts. So if we're going to make money off of this.
Okay, this listeners. Here we go. We've got Chopstick Diet and Fuck You Sim trucker hats rolling your way here.
Michael, thank you so much.
It was great being here, guys.
So much fun.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. I love you. She's